And today I'll be talking with you about the S.D. Bechtel Junior Foundation's Oakland Unified School District Wellness Champion Initiative. Quite a mouthful, even for me, even though I think titled it that. This is an initiative to really create models for implementing wellness policies at the school site level, which is something that really we've had problems with getting these district wellness policies to actually make a difference at school sites. And before I get into my talk, I just want to have a few acknowledgments. First, I'd like to thank Marcia Argyris at the Bechtel Foundation, our funder, who has been very generous both with her funding but really with her time and commitment to this work. I'd also like to thank the Oakland Unified School District, and particularly Michelle Oppen, their wellness policy coordinator, and Mara Larson Fleming, their school health center coordinator. And I'd like to thank the California School Health Center Association, who has helped us with their intimate knowledge of the school health centers as well as the workings of the Oakland schools. All right, no relationships to disclose. As another speaker I heard said, it doesn't mean I don't have any relationships, just no commercial relationships. So let me give you a little bit of background about this initiative. So it's taking place in Oakland, California. The overall goal is to reduce obesity and chronic disease risk, and particularly to improve nutrition and physical activity environments in these schools. So I'll just give a brief description of Oakland. How many people here are from California? Okay, so actually quite a few, so you guys sort of know Oakland's rep. But for the rest of you, I'll just let you know that Oakland and Oakland Unified School District is really an urban, low-income school district serving a large variety of ethnicities. The school district has had a lot of financial trouble, essentially was bankrupt for a number of years, and has just emerged from state receivership, which means that they were controlled by the state. Now they're finally under their own jurisdiction. So Oakland is a school district that's really dealing with all of the problems that big urban school districts around the country deal with. That said, Oakland provides us with a lot of opportunities and building blocks for this work. So most importantly, Oakland, when wellness policies were first required by USDA, developed a very comprehensive, excellent district-wide wellness policy. And there was a lot of community engagement in that process of developing the wellness policy. So there's a real proclivity for activism and engagement among the community members and the students in Oakland. There's also a district wellness policy coordinator. That is a district position, however, she is grant funded, but it does show the district's commitment to wellness that they have opened up this position. And then finally, Oakland is blessed to have a number of schools with school-based health centers. And in fact, there are going to be more schools in Oakland with school-based health centers. And school-based health centers really provide a real asset in terms of doing health and prevention work. We're also, of course, working with a number of challenges, and that's what this initiative was really designed to address. So, although we have a great district wellness policy, spotty implementation at best at the school site level. And at the school sites, there's really a lack of personnel dedicated to promoting health and wellness. Even within the school-based health centers, those personnel are busy doing sort of individual clinical services, some nutrition education, and really told us that they don't have the capacity to address nutrition and physical activity environments. And then, of course, there are all of the competing priorities that are constant in schools, particularly the need to focus on academics, and certainly in the number of Oakland's low-performing schools, the need to really focus on improving academic achievement. So the funding for this program, as I said, is provided by the Bechtel Foundation. This is a five-year initiative. We, through an RFP process, have funded five schools that are roughly receiving about $50,000 each per year for the 5 years. These are middle and high schools. We have three funded high schools and two funded middle schools. And then there's some additional funding going to support for technical assistance and my office, which is doing the program management. The outcomes we're really looking for in this initiative are to improve the school food and physical activity and wellness environments, to really enhance the coordination between district programs and what happens at the site level, to develop models that can be disseminated to other schools within OUSD, the Oakland District, as well as beyond the district to other school districts. And then, of course, to hopefully increase the healthy eating and physical activity among the Oakland students. So as I mentioned, part of this program is to provide support to the funded schools to really maximize their chances of success. And we're doing that in a number of ways. First off, we're holding Wellness Champion Academies. And these are quarterly meetings where we bring together the folks from each of the funded school sites to come together to share their achievements and challenges and really create an opportunity for peer learning and support. And then we also bring in speakers on particular topics on which the wellness champions are working or have expressed an interest. We're also very fortunate to be able to provide individual consultation and technical assistance to all of the funded school sites, and the California School Health Center Association is providing that for us. We're connecting the wellness champions and the funded schools to resources, experts within the community, and more importantly, to the experts and real key decision makers within the district itself. And one example of this is the connection that we've been able to make between the funded schools and the district food service department. All of the funded schools have a very strong interest in improving the school food environment. Yet when they started this project, they really had very tenuous relationships with the school food service, the district food service, and, you know, didn't meet with them on a regular basis, didn't really communicate with them. Through this project, we've really been able to foster a relationship between district food service and these sites. The food service director has attended two of our academies. The food service director has visited most of the individual sites, attended their wellness committee meetings, and now these sites are really positioned as pilot sites for all of the innovative things that food service wants to try but certainly cannot roll out district-wide. So that's been a really exciting and early achievement. So to get into the specific elements of this initiative, there are three core elements, and one is school-based health centers. So we wanted to have a real home within the schools for this nutrition and physical activity and wellness work. And school-based health centers seemed like a logical place. They're focused on health, and they do have a funding source outside of just the grant funding or district funding. So it really made sense to build the capacity of school-based health centers to address nutrition and physical activity and policy and environmental change. School-based health centers had been dabbling, particularly in nutrition education, but school-based health centers felt that they didn't really have the capacity to address any of the root causes of particularly poor nutrition that their students were facing. And when we did some needs assessment in the design of this initiative, we heard again and again from school-based health center folks that they saw lots and lots of kids coming into their clinics with nutrition-related issues, primarily stomach aches and headaches, because the kids weren't eating. Yet, they didn't feel like they had the capacity to address this. So we're really working with them to strengthen capacity, to build their partnership with folks within their school, their relationships with principals and teachers, as well as with district resources. And one example I'd like to share with you around how a school-based health center has really increased its capacity is something that happened at West Oakland Middle School. This is a middle school that serves an extremely low-income population in West Oakland. And they had a lot of kids with food security issues. Through this initiative, we were able to help foster a relationship between their wellness champion and the local food bank. And now West Oakland Middle School is an official food pantry for the food bank. So they are running a backpack program in which they can give kids a small amount of staples that they take home on Fridays to get them through the weekend, as well as running a food pantry where students can come during the school day to get food, as well as get some food to take home with them for the evenings. And the Health Center folks are really excited and happy about this and feel like they are filling a crucial gap in services for their students. The next element I'll talk about is our school site wellness champions, and this is really at the core of our program. When we did our needs assessment, we heard loud and clear that nothing happens at the school site because there's no one to make it happen, despite the fact that there are people who are interested in nutrition and physical activity and wellness. So part of our program is to have at each of our funded schools stipended wellness champions. There's 1 to 2 champions at each school, and it was very important that these champions received a stipend. So this work is not on top of their regular job responsibilities, but they have time allotted for this work, and they are getting paid for this work. And this is particularly important for the folks that are teachers and who just cannot take on another job on top of their teaching job. So the responsibilities of the wellness champions are to coordinate activities at their campus, to coordinate with the district-wide programs that are going on, to engage youth, and more importantly, to engage the whole school community in a wellness committee at the school site level. So many districts have wellness committees, but very few schools actually have them. So we're really encouraging that model. And again, I'd like to just share a success with you. At one of our schools, Fremont High School, they started a wellness committee with this initiative, so they hadn't had one at their school before. It's up and really roaring ahead. They have had, I think, 2 to 3 meetings. About 35 people have attended with good representation from students, parents, and teachers. And this has really been a place specifically for teachers who have had an interest in nutrition and physical activity to connect with others on their campus that share that interest. And at the same time, we've been able to provide these teachers with a small amount of funding to get some of their innovative ideas off the ground. So for instance, the shop teacher has been coming to the wellness committee meetings, and the shop teacher was really a biking enthusiast and really interested in biking. And so with a small amount of funding that the wellness champion at that school was able to provide, the shop teacher has started a bike shop. He bought, you know, the bike fixing tools, which was a really minimal investment, is training kids on bike repair, and now has a bike shop where anyone on the campus can come and bring their bike and get it repaired. So again, it's really nice to see very concrete things taking shape because of this work. The next element is youth leadership. And from all of our work in California, we knew that youth leadership and engagement was crucial in really making changes. So what we're doing here is building on existing youth programs, whether they were peer health education programs or youth leadership programs that were focused on very different topics, but we're bringing them a nutrition and physical activity focus. And engaging them in assessments of schools, identifying priorities, and then implementing strategies. So again, some examples here are at Oakland High School, there is an online magazine run by the students called Fresh the Magazine. And now there's going to be a standard feature on nutrition, physical activity, and wellness. And we're working with them to make sure that they're not only imparting health information, but really talking about issues that are facing the students and making sure their articles are a real call to action for the students on that campus. And then finally, we have an evaluation, part of which takes place at the school site, and then part of which is done externally by UC Berkeley and UC San Francisco. So at the school site, we're building capacity among the school-based health centers to access the available data for their campus. Data that pertains to health, as well as academics, tardies, absentees, behavior issues, so that they really understand what's available, how to access it, and then can use that to report both to their wellness committees, their administration, as well as in other grants to help build the case for what's going on their campus. In terms of the external evaluation, we are doing nutrition and physical activity, environmental assessments, and student focus groups and surveys to find out about the impact on the students themselves. So just a few highlights of our progress during the first year of our implementation is that our wellness committees are really up and running, and we have very good engagement at all levels. One of the challenges is making sure that we can maintain the engagement and also making sure that school administration principals are engaged in those committees. The youth are also very engaged and working to assess their schools and identify priorities and really starting to implement some of the plans to address the priorities. And then we have also developed an initiative-wide focus on second chance breakfast. So that is breakfast, or they say breakfast after the bell. It's a technique for getting more kids to eat breakfast. Breakfast is served either at a break period or after the bell rings in the classroom. And because food security is such an issue, breakfast is really a crucial issue in Oakland. And so all of the champions are working together both with their principals, with the maintenance people, the janitors, and then food service to get second chance breakfast piloted at each of these schools and to learn what works and what doesn't so that we can disseminate those lessons to the rest of the district. So that's my presentation for today. Here's my contact information, and I'm happy to answer questions later. Thank you.